Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Who, Not the Commercial Lit Block Talk Radio Show. Sorry for the delay. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. Do we have Cotton Campbell on the line yet?
Yes, we do.
How you doing, my sister? I sound a little noise in the background. I don't know where you are, but you're going to, you know, kind of mute that noise so we can have a clean show today.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to get off the train.
Okay, well, I see you on the train. Once again, it's DJ Gack, the Who's Who Block Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Going to Sexy, also known as the voice of Brother Lit. Today, we have none other than the one and only soft-spoken poet, Cotton Campbell herself, in the building from Chi-Town. How you doing, my sister?
I am doing well. Blessed. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule or your commute, whatever that is you got going on back there, but we're still going to get it done. Anyway, we have somebody else on the line corner from the 312. Who's that? Well, whoever that is, they're gone. Once again, DJ Gatsby, and again, we have Cotton Campbell in the building. She's commuting from somewhere. What is that, work you're coming from, my sister?
Yes.
All right. For those who don't know who Cotton Campbell is, she is a queen. She's one of the triple threat. First, she's a poet. Second, she's an author. Third, a performer. And then she's a businesswoman. And her voice alone will have you hypnotized. She's here today to talk about her poetry career, also about her books that she's written, and then tell us a little bit about why she's called the soft-spoken poet. So, Cotton, introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them a little bit about you.
Well, hey, everybody. Of course, you just said I'm Cotton, the softest voice in poetry.
Cotton, you still there? Well, you know what? She's traveling. Her phone may be going in and out, but that's not a problem. We have somebody calling now. If you're calling from the 312 area code, you're on the air. You want to say something to Cotton?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. What's your name, sweetheart?
This is Cotton.
All right, your signal is going in and out, so you got to let me know if your signal fades, because we kind of lost you there for a minute.
I can't tell if my signal fades. I can only tell because you said something, because I can hear you just fine.
Well, you were introducing yourself, so tell our listeners who you are and a little bit about your poetry career.
I am Cotton.
Okay, it seems like we lost her again. We got somebody on the line calling in from 773. What's your name, Russell? Wow, we got nobody in here. What's going on? She faded out again?
Yo, what's going on?
All right, who's calling? What's your name, my brother?
Some people know me by James Gordon. Some other people know me by three letters, GPA. I am a member of Team GPA along with the Queen of Seduction. Cotton Campbell, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, my brother. Thank you. I didn't recognize the number. Now, what area code are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Chi-Town, Southside. You know, I happen to be not mobile as of yet. I'll be moving in a minute to go perform, but I called in, of course, to support Cotton Campbell, my tag team partner, doing a thing. She's in France. Is everybody listening? Thank you for tuning in to Cotton. She's multitasking. And sometimes, as y'all know, with your phone multitasking, anything can happen. So thank you for the opportunity to have it on, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. We're just having a few technical difficulties here, but we're going to get it in. Cotton, what area code are you calling from, my sister?
I'm calling from 312.
And Mr. Gordon, you're calling from 773.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got it. All right, Cotton, you're back. Let's try this again. I know you're the soft-spoken poet. You have to speak up a little bit tonight, sweetheart. Tell us again who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about why you're so famous.
I am the queen of seduction, the lady of love. You know, I have many titles that I've been given to by my supporters, but I am an amazing writer, amazing performer. I am magnetic. I am hypnotizing. I am soft-spoken most of the time. And I'm pretty famous, I guess, for the softness that I bring to the table, where everyone else is loud, hard, and they go real hard and hard and hard. I come in with the softness. So I am what you don't expect when you hit the stage.
Okay. Well, you've been on the show before as a guest. I think you were with James Gordon a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, when you were promoting one of your books. When you were promoting one of your books. Can you hold that down, my brother? We're still on the live air. Let's see. So we know you a little bit from that, but we're going to see a whole other side of you today. Now, we had Mr. James Gordon who called in. I don't think you're on the line, but Mr. Gordon, you want to say hello to you. Cotton, where you there?
Basically, hey, what's up, Cotton? Ladies and gentlemen, that wasn't done with all the flair that it deserved. Let me do what I do on my team as a promotional manager. Ladies and gentlemen, the individual you have in this home right now is not only beautiful, he's not only vivacious, he's not just an author, he's not just a performer. She is a combination of all these things, and then you add what you might call a dessert and then a drink along to it. So she is the appetizer, entree, dessert, and the beverage all in one. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason you see the name every single place you can look up is because this young lady is cerebral as well. She is multi-talented, multi-tasking. Whew! Makes you want to catch yourself laying eyes upon her. The queen of seduction, Cotton Campbell. One of the reasons that we are successful in some of the things we do, the reason we are successful in the things we do is because we have a central nervous system that is constantly working, putting ideas out there, touching people, okay, speaking to people, networking, and that's a big part of what she does for our team. One of the reasons my visibility is such, not only a testament to my hard work, but because she is working in concert. A lot of these things,
okay,
we work really well together, so I'm real fortunate to call her a teammate. So I wanted to just call in. I'm going to shut up. I'm going on mute. And I hope she do a poem. I hope she do a poem, you know?
Well, we're definitely going to ask her to do a piece before she leaves.
Okay.
You know, she is the queen of seduction. We love her poetry. She did a piece the last time she was on the show, and hopefully she'll bless us with some of her work tonight. Now, Cotton, are you still there?
I am here, but I'm trying to wait for the noise to pass so that you can hear better, because, you know. And you'll probably say speak up a whole bunch of times. I'm used to it. I've been hearing it my entire life, so.
All right, we have somebody else that's calling in from 318. Let's see who that is and if they have something to say. All right, Coral, you've been on hold for a few minutes. Calling from 318 area code. What's your name? But whoever that is calling from the 318, they're not with us, obviously. Maybe they're just going to listen. But in the meantime, Cotton, I want to say a few words about you. I'm going to say a few words about you, what I've read about you.
Don't you get another print
for that nigga. Cotton, you're still there, right?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, now that you're back, tell us a little bit about yourself. We can't worry about that background noise or any of that thing. We want to hear you speak. We want to hear you tell us who you are. and share some poetry with us. So we're going to deal with the audio issues as they come, but we're going to take advantage of the time that we have. So again, tell my listeners who you are, where you're from, and why you are so well loved and respected in the community as an author as well as a poet.
I'm originally from Kansas City, Kansas. That I will always claim that as my home. I'm a Kansas City girl to my heart. So there are certain things that I still believe in, certain things that I expect, especially when it comes to a relationship. I moved from California to Chicago.
Okay.
A lot of people could say it was for a man, but that's not the case. I moved here by the grace of God for several reasons. Two, to build Team GPA and
sure.
continue what it is that God sent me out here to do. So my journey is not just about me. It's a bigger platform, and it's a vision that only me and Jesus can understand. So, I enjoy what I do. I absolutely love doing poetry. I like taking the mic. I like the attention that it brings. I like being able to feed other people, most importantly. Love is my biggest subject. Love and relationship things is the one topic that I can write about and talk about all day long and never be tired.
Okay.
So that's what a lot of my books are about, relationship things, whether it be relationship between man and woman, brother, sister, mother, daughter, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes.
All right, so you're from California. You're originally from Kansas, Kansas City?
Yes, Kansas City, Kansas.
All right, and then you spent time in California, and you're currently, you're in Chicago area. Is that who you are currently
in? Chicago. Yes, in Chicago.
All right. So we're going to talk about Chicago. It's cold New York, too. It's cold in New York, too. Not a big deal. We're going to talk about your books. I know you have a book currently out, I Am Poetry, and we're going to talk about that book a little later. But as I did my research on you, I realized that you had written a few other books. He's Beautiful to Me, Strong with My Woman, Love Letter, as well as Sweet Mangoes. And a couple of other books. So tell us a little bit about your books, and so the listeners can be comfortable with knowing that you are an author and kind of follow up with some of your work. So tell us a little bit about He's Too Beautiful.
He's Beautiful to Me was written because I wanted to reflect on how I felt about a man or how. Basically to encourage the things about men that women love so much.
Okay.
You know, the reasons why we fall in love with the men. Even though later on they probably get on our nerves, you guys start getting on our nerves, or, those other things that maybe the relationship didn't go so right. However, there's still those things that made you fall in love with him or made you want to be with him and made you want to put up with his crap. Whatever those are, they still exist. They haven't really gone anywhere. They're still there. Just got to figure out how to bring it back out of him if he's not doing it anymore.
Okay, and
so,
that's He's Beautiful to Me.
He's Beautiful to Me, yeah.
Now, you also have a book, Strong in My Woman.
Strong in My Woman. I was going through some stuff where I wanted to empower myself. Like I felt like a lot of the women that I had been hanging out with, or some of the women that I had hung out with, they weren't very good women. But I wanted to reflect on a whole bunch of different things in that book as well, and so I did that. But I definitely wanted to reflect on me as a woman.
Okay, and now we also have a book entitled The Love Letter.
That is a love letter to any man that exists. Any man that exists can read that and should feel like I'm writing to him personally.
Okay, that sounds like
I specifically wrote a letter to Tyler Perry. in there.
Okay. And there's a couple of more books. Sweet Mangoes is another one. Again, I haven't had a chance to check these books out, haven't read any of them, but I'm following you and doing my research on just how I know about these books. So the next book is Sweet Mangoes. Tell our listeners a little bit about Sweet Mangoes.
Anybody that picks up Sweet Mangoes, now here's where this gets tricky, because here is during this time is when I meet CPA, a.k.a. James Gordon, during this time. And there was a there was things that had occurred prior to me meeting him that that caused a lot of pain for me, family-wise. And he became my muse, because even from a distance, he made me feel like that the things that I have been looking for in a relationship or in a man or whatever, it was still attainable. Just because I hadn't experienced in a while, I've been single, it still became. So he became the muse for Sweet Mango. The title came from my aunt, but the content of the book came from this one man, just him. So you'll see his name mentioned in there many, many times, and anybody who reads the book, man or woman, will already know that there's something else there between the two of us outside of me just writing the book.
Okay, well, hey, listen, let it be known, let it be told. You heard it right here. If you didn't know, now you know. Check out Sweet Mangoes and find out all about Cotton, and as well, a little bit about Mr. GPA. Once again, DJ Gatsby, who's on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio. We're here with our guest, supporting author Cotton Campbell. She's actually traveling on the train, so the audio may not be that good, but I hear you, and I hope our listeners can hear you as well. You talked about some of your books that you've written on early in your career. The last book that I wanted to talk about was not the last book, because you want to talk about I Am... poetry in a minute, but 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. Now, that title alone is very controversial. I've heard that topic before. It's an issue that men and women kind of tackle and debate a lot. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Let me tell you about this. I love talking about this book specifically because of the topic, number one. Because I hate that women are so opinionated and always got an opinion and always got something to say and are always so freaking judgmental of one another before finding out about that woman or even taking the time. So because I heard my male friends, married and not married, in relationships and not in relationships, say, you know, I would date outside my race, I love black women, but if black women, blah, 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 I date somebody else. I would date outside my race. I'm like, wow, really? You know, so I said, what would be some reasons that you would stop dating black women? And so I got some. I think I interviewed at least 100 guys. So I'm married again and stuff. And all are not dating black women. I mean, all are not dating outside their race, they're all with black women. If they are with a woman, it's with a black woman.
Okay.
So those different reasons, women are controlling, women are too boisterous, women are too loud. Black women are, some black women, let me emphasize some. Some black women are gold diggers. Some, the biggest, the stupidest phrase, in my opinion, that a black woman can say to a black man or to anybody, you don't need to announce it, if I'm a strong black woman, I don't need a man. That's the stupidest thing I could ever hear you say. First of all, we can see your ass is black. Can I say ass? First of all, because we can see you're black. we can see that. Second of all, God made man to be with you. So what kind of phrase is that? What kind of statement is that for you to allow to come out your mouth as a black woman? So if you're a strong black woman, you never need to announce it because people can see it. Just like if you're a Christian or if you're a person who believes in God, you don't have to announce that I'm a believer. You don't have to do that.
Okay. All right. So
I put some stuff in there to make people think. I want women to take a step back and think about the things that they're saying and doing to our men that's creating a trickle-down effect. Not to say that men aren't doing anything. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is we were used to be raised to be the caregivers, the nurturers, the this, the that. And a lot of us have gotten away from that. We're not doing that as much anymore.
Okay. So, all right. Well, you know, there's all types of black women. There's all types of black men. You know, we have different voices, different opinions, and different ways of looking at everything. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of different attitudes and you know, ideas and ideologies when it comes to that. But, yeah, 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. Hey, I think that's a book women could read and possibly educate themselves on some of the issues that black men have. Sounds like a great book.
If you read the book first and then you give me an opinion, then that's fine. But no, most of the black women who have looked at that book have looked at it and said, oh, no, I don't, because that you're just taking responsibility away from black men. You don't even know what's in the book. You know, you're right.
All right.
You don't. And if you read it, then you understand it better.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for explaining that book. You sound very passionate about your feelings and opinions in there. And that's good. And I'm sorry we don't have more time to explore that. Listen, I have a friend of mine who's actually one of the authors that I've signed at WBMQ Publishing. His name is George Nyan Cash. Just released his book called The Good and the Bad. I've learned it all. And I promised him I'd give him an opportunity to speak to you during this radio interview. And Ms. Cash, just say hello to Cotton Campbell. Hello, Cotton. It's good to hear your voice again.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've been sitting here listening to the show and listening to you, which I'm always fascinated about. And what I love about you the most is strike conversation. You cause conversations to develop between our species. And I love that because a lot of things that a lot of people are scared to approach because it's too sensitive, too embarrassing, to this or to that, you get right to the heart of the matter, and I appreciate the way you do your thing. I really do.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called in. It's been a minute, but I'm glad. Congratulations on your new book and all the success to you.
I appreciate that. I have nothing but good thoughts about what you and the commissioners are doing. You guys make a great team, and I love the work you guys are putting out there. You're stimulating conversation, like I said, and you make it easy for us to approach a certain subject if somebody takes the lead. And thank you for that. I applaud both you guys for that. But keep up the good work, my darling.
Oh, thank you for being so supportive, George. I appreciate you.
All right, once again, DJ Gadget, we're here with the one and only soft-spoken poet, Cotton Campbell, in the building, talking about some of her previous books. Now, we're going to ask you to say a piece share something with us before the show is over. But before I do that, I want to talk about your latest book.
Doors
currently one that we're promoting with WB Media Group. It's called I Am Poetry Belief. It released March 27th of this year. It's been wonderful. We've gotten a lot of good feedback. I've heard a lot of good things about the book. All the readers and members of DJ Gatsby's Book Club. I love the book. It's nothing but straight 5-star reviews for it. Tell us a bit about I Am Poetry Belief and how this particular book came about.
Well, I started looking at myself as somebody who is poetry, walking, talking, breathing poetry. And so if I could have changed my name permanently, I probably would have changed to Cotton Poetry Campbell or something like that. I don't know. But there's haiku in that book. There's some spiritual or inspirational poems in that book. There's some heartfelt, me basically talking to men in that book, talking to women in that book, being a mom in that book. So it's a combination of quite a few things in that book, which I believe that you'll absolutely love.
Okay. Well, again, I didn't get a chance to, I think I read a sample of it. I didn't get a chance to read the entire book, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. I know we have a lot of things going on out there in Chicago besides your poetry and the books that you're writing. I understand you perform a lot. You enjoy performing and currently on tour, have a lot of dates coming up soon. So, you know, before we go again, I want you to say a piece, but how is the spoken word scene in Chicago, and, you know, what are some of the places people can see you at while you're on tour this summer?
Well, I'm actually going, I do a lot of stuff here at Let Them Eat Chocolate at Mickey's Real 6 Entertainment in Chicago. So it's a nice cafe, which is run by my friend Deborah Goss, beautiful lady. Most of my, and I put on a lot of events, so I don't perform excessively. The reason being is because I don't want to overwhelm you. I don't want you to get tired of seeing me, but I still want you to know that I'm there. So I still want to see you periodically, and I try to go to different places. So we'll be in Kansas City during Summer Love in August. EPA and I are doing a lot of book events and fairs as well. So between now and then, June is full of performances. I perform twice this coming Saturday, and then after that we have Hunter's Road, which is a huge book event here in Chicago. And then I have 10 Shades of Chocolate that I'm putting on that event, where the poets and storytellers. And then July, I don't think I have anything in July yet, but then in August, we're in Kansas City.
All right. Well, listen, you know what? I did want you to do a piece, but, you know, the audio is just not, I'm not going to be able to hear you clearly if you do a piece. I mean, you're welcome to do it.
I had to get off the train so that I could, because somebody started rapping right by my ear.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, the show's almost over. What I'm going to say is promising that you come back on and do a few pieces. And hopefully it'll be at a time when it's more convenient for you, that, you know, you won't be traveling, and we can actually hear you much, much better.
Yes.
So promise me you'll come
back
on.
That's why I got off the train. I was like, let me get off the train if I'm about to do a piece. So.
All right, so listen, if that's the case, then you got a few minutes. I'll let you do a piece, and then you come back on and have the last word and give your last thoughts about where people can contact you on social media and how they can stay in touch with Con Campbell. So if you have a piece ready, I would love to hear it. DJ Gatsby, who's the next American Lit Rock Club, with author and poet Ms. Con Campbell. She is gracious enough to share some of her work with us before she goes today. So, Cotton, you can introduce your piece and you start it whenever you're ready.
I can remember stories, those things my mother said. She told me fairy tales before I went to bed. She spoke of a happy ending, then touched me in real tight. She turned my nightlight off, then kissed my face goodnight. I wonder if he would ever cry for me. That's the ultimate compliment. See, I don't need him to be a crier. Just cry the thought of losing me, never having me in his life, causing such a great emotion that there's nothing else left for him to do but shed a tear of sadness and loss. I wonder if he remembers how I embraced and put my lips up on his face. I know he wishes I could do this over and over again. See, I don't need him to cry because he got caught. Cry before the lust, before thought of doing anything that would cause him to lose something so sweet. Just the mere thought of him losing me should make him take two steps back and think of our love and how it was meant to be. See, you, me, and she makes three, and I don't get down like that. I need him to shed a tear of joy, not just because of our sexual joy, but because he enjoys the woman in me. See, flowers are sweet and well. I love when he invites me or a bite to eat. That's just sweet. He would do that with anyone. I need him to shed a tear as he's down on one knee waiting for me to answer because he just popped the question. Listen, ladies, this is a life lesson and a beautiful blessing. The only a real man can stand and shed a tear of joy, not treating you like you're his toy, but you're his prize, his queen, his treasure unseen. This is the thing. He's strong when you need him to be. I wonder if he would ever cry for me. That's the ultimate compliment. Softly spoken.
Oh, wow. That is it. Thank you. Thank you. I see it is nice and quiet now. Thank you for kind of getting in, putting yourself in a position where there was not much noise so we could really hear you. Listen, I would love to have you on and do more. Again, it's only a 30-minute show. We're hopefully going to be going to an hour soon. But once again, who's on that from this one? Blog Talk Radio, DJ Gasser with Cotton Campbell. Don't forget to check out our books. He's Beautiful to Me, Strong in My Woman, The Love Letter, Sweet Mangoes, 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women, Night Playground, Nocturnal Nighting, Naughtiness, as well as a current book, I Am Poetry, Believe, by Cotton Campbell. It's available at Amazon.com, on Kindle, and in paperback. My sister, I don't know where to start. I love you. I love your work. I love your team. Anything I can do at any point to help you in any way, please feel free to call on me. Team Gatsby is at your disposal.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah. Anything you want to say to your fans before we go, you know, where they can contact you on social media or just, you know, thank them for all their support?
Oh, absolutely. Thank my supporters for supporting me continuously throughout this journey. We're not done yet. We still got a ways to go, but you can find me at softspokenpoet.com. That's my website, and you can always find me on Facebook at I Am Poetry, Arthur Cotton Campbell. Softspoken Poet on Twitter. IG is Softspoken Poet. And you'll find me in your city soon, so look out for me.
All right. Well, listen, my sister, thanks for coming on. Have a great, great day. Get home safe. And, again, promising you'll come back on again more time.
Absolutely.
And we can hear you share more of your poetry with us. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gasser, who's on National Mental Link. Good night. God bless. And I'll see everybody next Wednesday. All right. Peace.
Good night.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.